So, can I record this conversation for school purposes?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thank you. Well, so, here, let me get my document up. So, I'm doing a school project on the TCJA, Tax Cuts Jobs Act.
Yep.
I'm going to ask you a few questions. So, question number one. What do you think the pros and cons of the Tax Cuts Jobs Act are for small businesses?
They were actually really, really good. It gave small businesses a lot of freedom and ability not only to save money, but also it opened up some new avenues of investing that would allow them to just let the long-term survivability of their business grow and profit. So overall, I would say the bill was definitely pro-small business.
Okay. Is there any cons of the bill for small organizations?
I'm sure there is. There's always going to be a percentage.
Yeah.
That it might affect, but overall, I would say there was really no cons in my eyes for a small business.
Okay, thank you. What impact do you think that the Tax Cuts Jobs Act has on small businesses?
Well, it opened up a lot more when you move into like an S corp or away from a Schedule C, which is within the different forms of the tax code, and it essentially it lowered their tax bill by. There's different ways now that you can move self-employment tax out, where you can get a payroll where in the past you couldn't do that.
Yeah, is there any concerns that small business owners need to know that might change before the next tax due date, which is April 15th, 2020?
Not at this time. Obviously, through the summer, they could do little reforms here and there. But for the most part, we're locked in till 2021, and so we should be good.
Okay. How does the Tax Cuts Job Act benefit higher income people and loss of lower income people?
For the higher income people, they were the people who lost out the most on this. So if you made over $115,000, your tax return, you owed a significant amount more this year than you did last year. And so for the higher income earners, this definitely was not a reform for them. And then for the lower class, you pretty much saw no difference. Everything, for the most part, stayed the same. And then if you were in the middle class, it definitely helped you get a better size return.
Okay. Do you believe that regressive taxes, progressive taxes, or proportional taxes are better for the USA?
That's a good question. I'm not really sure what one I would side with at this point.
So does it differ for different people?
It would. It depending on whose shoes you're in, each one of those could be you could like or dislike.
Okay. Is there anything that you would change about the Tax Cuts Jobs Act that would benefit both small businesses or C corporations?
Honestly, it really did a lot for them. So I would probably say, obviously, we as a nation, we still have to make money. But I think this is a good way to make money, but also let small businesses and those other, C corps. Still profit and be able to sustain long-term growth.
Okay, I have a question. How do I say this? They say that it is difficult to become a C corp because as a small business because there is two tax returns or something like that. Would you say it is difficult or not?
I wouldn't say it's difficult, but I'm also a tax professional. And so I would say if you're doing it on your own, it could become very confusing very quickly. But for the most part, if you're seeking out a professional, it really there's not any difference for you. And I would say it actually benefits you greatly to be able to have some of those different returns.
Okay, I think that's all my questions. So thank you for answering all my questions.
All right, you have a good rest of the day.
You too.
Bye.